my question is, after you find that person, mm-hmm. What impediments do you find with the civil service business that sort of impedes your actually putting that person on board?
Well, I mean, I told you about our timeline. So, I mean, typically a hiring decision, I need to hire somebody fairly quickly. And, you know, my experience with civil service is that it's not a fairly quick process.
Thank you.
So what I would suggest is that in the future, we could, maybe Larry, you can address this, because I think it's difficult for Matt to be I think this, it's an odd dynamic to have him there critiquing our efforts on a personal level and, you know, just in terms of how we organize ourselves. I think you've done an excellent job. But maybe we ask Larry to report, you know, quarterly till we try to get rid of some of the bureaucracy.
Glad to. Let me, I think another issue that I would just want to bring to the table, and I was reminded by Trustee Corbett's comments earlier about our speed in responding. One of the real challenges, and I have to just say that, Research Council now, and Matt and Nick and Don Chambers have been associated with that, because we went through a whole year of changing the university policy conflict, only to find ourselves being told by the NIH that we have new rules. And so, you know, 3 years of hard work was this, went through faculty governance, which we all appreciate, only to be told that you've got to change this in the next 9 months or you can't take federal dollars. So we have a lot of process here, too, that I really want to, thank Matt and the faculty leadership, though, that we're going to have to work on that, too. And so we're having, part of our governance is having more real-time discussions about what's coming down the pike before we're getting to that. So I'd be more than glad to give these quarterly reports.
Okay. Thank you,
thanks,
Matt. Well done. Lynn, would you mind giving us an update on what's happening with the Faculty Senate here in Springfield? I hope it's as exciting as it was last night. Okay.
You can judge if it's
as exciting as archaeology.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to address the board on behalf of our Campus Senate at UIS. During the past year, the UIS Campus Senate faced some difficult decisions, but I think we were able to strongly reaffirm our commitment to the core values of shared governance. Our Senate is committed to the open and collegial relations with faculty colleagues, with administrators, and with the board that are needed for effective shared governance. According to the constitution of our Campus Senate, we are the representative, deliberative, and consultative voice of the campus community on matters of educational policy. This is reflected in our organizational structure, much smaller than the UIUC Senate, 20 faculty, 5 students, and representatives of academic professionals, civil service, and the administration, each selected by their relevant electoral group. The Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs is an ex officio member, and we meet twice each month during the academic year. The representative character of our Senate is also reflected in its standing committees, most of which include faculty, students, staff, and administrators. Our executive committee of the Senate, for example, includes the 4 faculty officers of the Senate and the student government president as voting members and the vice chancellor for academic affairs ex officio. Standing committees represent all campus constituencies, but they also give a central role to faculty, as these are the bodies through which the Senate carries out its statutory role to provide faculty and advice and recommendations to the administration. These committees are where most of the work gets done. For example, approval of important curricular changes is handled by our undergraduate and graduate councils, which review and evaluate degree requirements, admissions policies, and other academic policies. Last academic year, the Senate deliberated on and approved 33 resolutions on a very wide range of campus issues. About half of these related to faculty personnel policies due to a very active and thoughtful personnel policies committee that is working to identify parts of the policy that need clarification or updating.